Chapter 25. Catherine floated in total darkness, surrounded by dead rats, globs of coagulated blood, and some horrible, armless, brainless, bird-bear hybrid monster. She was starving. The dead creature's blood had gone stale, providing her no nourishment. So much for that plan. What the hell was she doing? She'd vowed to herself to never get in this bag again, and yet here she was. She was probably going to die in here. Who sees a nasty old blood-smeared bag on the side of the road and says, "Hey, I think I'll pick that up"? Nobody. She had no idea if it was day or night outside. How long would it take for her to starve to death? Days? Weeks? What a shitty way to go. She should have just let the sun fry her. And then an even worse thought occurred to her. What if she didn't die? What if she lived forever, eternally starving in this void? Panicking, she rummaged through her bag, looking for something she might be able to kill herself with. There was nothing. The hunger was bad, but the loneliness and boredom were worse. A rat floated by, close enough to grab, so Catherine grabbed it. She threw it as hard as she could. It collided with another rat and stopped, the second rat zooming off like a struck pool ball. If she had pool balls, she could set up a pretty cool game of zero-gravity 3D pool. That would be kind of awesome. She'd have to build, like, a bunch of green felt blocks, some with pockets and some without, in different locations and... Holy shit, she was losing her mind. She had a pool cue, she could stake herself in the heart with it. "Come on, Catherine," she said to herself. "There's a way out of here. You've just got to think. You're a smart girl. When you put your mind to it, there's no obstacle you can't..." What the fucking fuck? Someone grabbed her wrist. The next thing she knew, she was in some kind of dark dungeon, standing face to face with a black-skinned, white-haired elf who was still clutching her wrist. After a brief, wide-eyed, confused exchange of gawking at each other, the elf glanced down at the wooden table next to him. On top of the table lay a dagger with a long, slender black blade. A second passed. With his free hand, the elf grabbed for the dagger, and Catherine bit his throat out. Elf blood, as it turned out, was exquisite. It was thinner and sweeter than rat or rabbit. She sucked down gulp after gulp after gulp until she started to feel bloated. Once Catherine had a good belch and wiped her mouth off on the elf's clothes, she started thinking about her next move. She was in a small room. The only exit was a wooden door. It looked old, but sturdy. This guy had probably discovered the bag on the side of the road, detected that it had magical powers, brought it home, and was hiding out in here so he could keep all the loot inside for himself. The elf stared at her, its mouth and dead eyes both open wide, as if it was shocked at the assumptions she was making. "What?" said Catherine. "It's not because you're black. This was no hate crime. You were clearly reaching for a weapon with which to stab me. I was acting in self-defense." The elf continued to stare at her. "I have black friends," she thought for a moment. "Well, a black friend, on Facebook. To be honest with you, I don't even know who she is. She posts all the fucking time, though, always about Jesus. I want to unfriend her, but I don't, because I'm not a fucking racist." Catherine sighed. It was damage control time. At least she didn't have to do it with her bare hands this time. She grabbed a fistful of his hair with one hand and the dagger in the other. "I'd do this if you were white, too." She drove the dagger into the elf's skull, then worked it back and forth, up and down, and in a circular motion to give the brain a good scramble. After she'd wiped the blood and brains on his sleeve, she brought the bag of holding down over his head. Then she chucked the dagger in as well. With her ear to the door, Catherine listened closely for any outside activity, but didn't hear anything. Judging by the dankness of the air, the lack of windows, and the generous splotches of black mildew all over the dull, rusty orange brick walls, she guessed she was underground. Opening the door probably wouldn't fry her with sunlight. Still, she stood to the side as she pushed the door ajar. No light outside either, not even torches. That was fine for Catherine. As a vampire, she could see in the dark. But this elf guy must really have been going out of his way to secretly check out his newfound bag of holding. This stupid bag may be more trouble than it's worth. She needed a place to hide it. If she turned into a bat or a wolf, she could just absorb it. But she needed to talk to someone to figure out what time of day it was. What if? She set the bag on the ground and took a couple of steps back from it. The room she was in was pretty small, so she opted for her normal size wolf rather than the huge version. She picked up the bag with her mouth, careful not to tear or puncture it, then changed back into a half-elf. The bag was gone. It was part of her. That was weird. Did that mean that all of those dead bodies were floating around inside of her? Ooh, but just think of the practical implications. If she ever got back home, she could make a killing as a heroin mule. Or maybe something less horrible. She'd think more about that later. Right now, she had to find out where she was and if it was safe to leave. Catherine opened the door wider and stepped out to find a hallway of rough gray brick, which did a much better job of hiding the mildew. The room she'd come out of was at the end of the hallway, so she walked in the only direction there was to go. She soon came upon a T-intersection with a door on the right. She could go straight, turn left, or see what was behind the door. Listening at the door, she could tell there were definitely people in there. That was good enough for her. She pulled the door open. "Excuse me, I was wondering if..." "Ah!" screamed a black female elf, completely naked and bent over a modest wooden bed, her small, jet-black breasts bouncing in rhythm as her man took her from behind.
"What? Who?"
The male elf took a little longer to come to grips with what was happening.
"Oh my God, I'm so sorry!"
Catherine slammed the door shut.
"You there!"
shouted the male.
"Stay where you are!"
He sounded pissed.
"It's cool," said Catherine. "Take your time."
As long as she'd been stuck in this world, Catherine had never seen a black elf. She'd seen elves with different skin tones, but none were jet black like these, and here there were three of them. She wondered if she was in one of those neighborhoods. The door swung open. The male elf stepped out, his white hair sweaty and sticking to his skin.
"Who are you? How did you get here?"
He had thrown on a blue silk robe, but he was still pitching a pretty good-sized tent.
"I'm really sorry," said Catherine. "I should have knocked. If you two want to, finish up or whatever, I can wait down the hall."
"Quiet, mongrel!"
"Whoa, not cool, man. Look, if you could just tell me what time of day it is and how to get out of here, I'll be out of your hair."
The female elf stepped out in an identical robe to her man's, which Catherine found kind of tacky, but a little bit adorable.
"Who is she? What does she want?"
The male elf sneered at Catherine.
"She claims to have trespassed into our lair simply to ask the time."
"Actually, that's not what..."
"Quiet, mongrel!"
said the female.
"Come on, guys. Cool it with the mongrel, huh? It's kind of frowned upon where I come from."
The female elf looked Catherine up and down.
"You are not drow."
"No, I'm Catherine. You guys expecting a third party? 'Cause, you know, that's cool."
"How much you can see with no source of light?"
The male elf laughed.
"Six of her fathers were probably dwarves."
Catherine got up in his face.
"What the fuck is your problem, man? I haven't said anything about you being black, have I?"
She gasped.
"Oh, shit. I just did. I'm sorry, can we start over?"
"Put her in the cell," said the female elf. "We'll see how coy she acts after she talks to the extractor."
The male elf grabbed Catherine's wrist and started walking. She walked with him, thinking about how easily she'd taken out the last black elf who'd grabbed her wrist. Catherine had no doubt she could take these two elves down just as easily, but she didn't want to kill anyone she didn't have to. She could run away, but she didn't know where the exit was, and if it was still daytime outside, she could be stuck down here for hours with legions of these people trying to hunt her down. It was less trouble just to comply. A little guided tour on the way to the cell might even give her a better layout of the lair. No such luck. The walk to the cell was a short one. It was just another little room along the hallway opposite the door to the room where these two had just been fucking. The cell door was just like the others, with the exception of having a small barred window and iron braces mounted for a crossbeam. The female elf opened the door, and the male elf shoved Catherine into the cell. He then struggled to pick up the thick oaken crossbeam, which was leaning against the interior wall. The cell was sparsely furnished, the only amenities being a hole in the floor to shit in and the saddest excuse for a bed Catherine had ever seen. It wasn't at all like the bed the two elves had been fucking on. This one was more like just a frame of scrap lumber containing a hole-ridden cloth sack full of straw with a ratty gray blanket thrown on top. The walls were the same rusty orange as the first room she'd come from, only with a thicker, blacker coating of mildew. The door slammed shut behind her. She turned around, put her hands on her hips, and watched the two elves through the window as they hefted the crossbeam into place.
"I don't suppose either of you would be willing to tell me the time."
The female elf was breathing hard. That crossbeam was a sturdy chunk of wood. She shook her head and smiled mock sympathetically.
"Your time is up, mongrel. Whatever appointment you're in such a hurry to get to, you aren't going to make it."